This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is The Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Now, here's the butcher boy, Joe Shasky.
Yes. This is The Butcher Shop. I am Joe Shasky. Tonight was a big night for the country. No, not because LeBron had a 42-point deficit. Not because Anthony Davis wants to be traded. No. And we're not going to get politico fiesto, as Damon Bruce would say. But tonight was the State of the Union. Our president went out and delivered the State of the Union. He might actually still be doing it right now. And I want to take that exact idea because today is day one. The football season ended yesterday, and we're transitioning to the baseball season. And tonight on The Butcher Shop, we're going to go hardcore baseball. I'm giving you the State of the Union, semicolon, San Francisco Giants baseball. Are you guys ready? 888-957-9570. Get in on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. It's February 5th. Bryce Harper, the biggest star the game has ever seen, still unsigned. It's insane. The Giants have spent more time in the offseason negotiating with Mark Davis and the Oakland Raiders than they have with Craig Kimbrell, with Manny Machado, with Bryce Harper. It's ridiculous. And this is coming on the heels of two back-to-back 98 loss seasons. This is the two worst back-to-back seasons this area has endured of Giants baseball since the mid-80s. And I just got a lot of questions. I got a lot of questions, and I want to ask you, the people, because that's where I am. I was a caller. I'm a fan, just like you guys are. And I want to talk to the fans. And I have a couple of very simple questions. What can the Giants do to salvage the 2019 season before opening day? I mean, just take a look at all the different free agents that are out there. Take a look at the 40-man roster that they have currently. What are you going to do? Do you salvage the season by trading Madison Bumgarner? I will tell you what I think. Do you salvage the season by signing a high-priced free agent? Oh, I've got a blueprint for that. Do you salvage the season by just finding a couple of players that we could find interesting? Let me know. Get in line, 888-957-9570. We got no guests tonight. It's me and you, the people, the Bay Area. I want to know what the Giants can do before opening day to actually salvage this season. Make it compelling. How do they avoid 100 losses again, three straight years? Do you trade away a player like Madison Bumgarner, an icon, the Paul Bunyan, the playoff superstar, the guy who shoves come October? You're going to build a statue for him. You want to trade that guy away for some prospects so you could speed up this rebuild? Is there anybody on the team that excites you? Does Evan Longoria do it for you? Not for me. Ugh. Does Brandon Belt do it for you? Is this the year? Finally, this is the year Brandon Belt breaks out. Every single year for the past 25 years, it's been the exact same rhetoric heading into every offseason. We need to get younger. We need to get more athletic. And yet I flip open the 40-man roster on MLB.com, and somehow, some way, I see a bunch of new 31-year-old prospects. It's just It's mind-boggling. An entire roster of too good for AAA, never will be good in Major League Baseball 4A players. The Todd Lindens, the Dan Ortmeyers, the Emmanuel Burrises. I mean, let me go down the line of the dregs of the Giants farm over the last 25 years. And I have a simple question. Is this team ever going to replace Barry Bonds? Like, seriously, guys. Barry Bonds retired after the 2007 season. He hit 28 home runs at 43 years old. No Giant has hit more than 27. And that was your boy, Hunter Pence, one time. 43-year-old, on one knee, playing 110 games, Barry Bonds has more home runs than any other Giant in the last 11 to 12 years. Oh, but Joe, they've won 3 World Series. Oh, the World Series. In not one of those seasons were they the favorite, and only in one of those seasons did they win the division. Look who's hanging World Series banners over the last few years. The game has changed. The game has changed. And yes, the starting pitching that you hung your hat on to win those World Series, it's not the same. This rotation, although I would say it's underrated, and I will dive deep into all the different positions, the infield, the outfield. Oh, the outfield. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We were playing a game before the show started. Can you name 5 Baltimore Orioles? Well, I have a question. Can you name the guy who has the most Major League Baseball at-bats currently on the 40-man roster who plays in the outfield for the San Francisco Giants?
Can't do it.
95795. Get on that text line. Tell me. Are you sick and tired of seeing Joe panic? You ready to move off Brandon Crawford? And then the big one. Are you like me? Do you have to see Joey Bart this year? Do you have to see it? Has Farhan done anything for Giants fans to get you excited for 2019? Chase Center, I mean, my goodness, Chase Center's being built right across the street, and you're going to be fighting for market share. And you got 100 loss season back-to-back, essentially. You got nothing but awful, awful, overpaid, expensive has-beens up and down the roster. And I only can calculate one guy under the age of 26, that excites me for the Giants. And I'm not including that name to be Joey Bart. One guy. How are the Giants going to salvage this 2019 season? Tell me I'm wrong. How are they going to avoid another 100 loss season? Look around the NL West. Did the Dodgers get weaker or better this offseason? We're going to break it all down. And I already see people starting to line up. Get in line, 888-957-9570. I promise you, we are going to go to all the callers tonight. I was a caller. I am one of you. I'm a diehard fan. What do you do with Johnny Cueto? You trade him for Jacoby Ellsbury? Do you want Jacoby Ellsbury? Do you want that contract? It's like rearranging chairs on the Titanic. Do we have any young guys that anybody else covets? And somebody on the Chilton Auto Body text line, they've got who the most seasoned Major League at-bat outfielder for the Giants is currently, and it's a sad name. Give it to me, people. Give it to me. What are you going to do with Joey Bart? You going to let him sit in the minors? Catching thousands of innings till he proves it? Exposing him to the nicks and the dings? He's an offensive-minded catcher. Look what happened with Buster Posey. How big was that window? Oh, and Buster Posey, I have a hot take, which is the most realistic Giants assessment you will hear on any airwaves before the season starts. And it's regarding Buster Posey. Because I'm telling you guys, it's not looking good. It's not looking good for Buster Posey. What do you do with Madison Bumgarner? How can they salvage this season? And I got a hot take about Buster Posey, that's the most real thing you have heard, Giants fans, because this is the truth. We're not tiptoeing around it. I'm stepping to the slab and I'm throwing strikes. Stay tuned. It's the Butcher Shop. Get in line. I see five lines all green and lit up. We got two, three extra lines for you to get in there. 888-957-9570. It's the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Here's Joe Shasky.
Black and orange, black and orange. That's the Bailey remix. This is the Butcher Shop. I'm Joe Shasky. You're the fan base. I want to hear from you tonight. It's the State of the Giants Union. Just a couple of quick questions. It's very simple. 888-957-9570. What can the Giants do? They are 7 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting. The season is upon us. What can the Giants do to salvage the 2019 season? Let's go to Christian in Oakland. Christian, step right up, no waiting. What do you got for your San Francisco Giants?
So, first thing, thank you for having me on, by the way. But first thing I want to say is, as a fan, the one thing I'm very excited and looking forward to right now is to see how Derek Rodriguez follows up that season. After that, I don't know what they can do with them. I feel like Farhan is so constricted right now just because of all the bad contracts that were handed out previously. And I wanted to ask you if you heard about the – well, you just mentioned it before the break. If you heard of the trade rumors for Cueto for Ellsbury, and why – if that was a thing, why would they do it? And if you could – if you think that would possibly help, because – right now, we have a depleted outfield. We have questions on the infield. We have a question at the catcher. And our rotation, everything is just in question, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Like,
there's question marks everywhere, except for the one thing that I said earlier, which is Derek Rodriguez. I feel like he is one of the guys who should step up this year and hold down the rotation. And obviously, excluding Bumgarner, if he comes back and stay healthy. You know, what happened last year wasn't his fault. But I just think that there's so many question marks that it's just hard for Farhan to come in, inherit this situation, and then just, you know, people expect him to come out and, oh, let's make a deal with the Bryce right away and go get Machado. But it's hard for him to do that with all these contracts.
Absolutely. Christian, great call in Oakland. Regarding the Ellsbury for Cueto deal, why the heck would I want another broken down 30-something-year-old bloated contract Jacoby Ellsbury? Why? At least Johnny Cueto, in recent memory, has pitched decent. 2 years ago, he was brilliant. Brilliant. Do you forget his masterpiece against the Cubs in the playoffs? Game one, he lost a 1-0 game. Score the guy some runs, and you maybe knock off the Cubs. Johnny Cueto is going to come back. I'm not worried about Johnny Cueto. And I know the money is, it's disproportionate at this point in his career to probably what he's going to return on that investment. But I'm willing to overpay for him because when he's on, he's a frontline starter. And on this rotation, if you slot him anywhere behind Bumgarner, either in front of Derek Rodriguez, behind Derek, that's pretty good. Not many teams can boast two legit aces when they're on in Bumgarner and Cueto and a damn good number two in Derek Rodriguez. So there's no way in hell I'm trading Johnny Cueto, at least not right now. There's other guys I'd like to trade. And I'm going to bring up Buster Posey in a minute. But first, let's go to Adam. And you can get in line at 888-957-9570. Do you want to trade Madison Bumgarner? What the heck do they do with Joey Bart? And can the Giants salvage this season before it even starts? Let's go to Adam in San Francisco. Adam, step right up, no waiting. What do you got on the Gigantes?
Hey, Butcher, man, you do a great job. I really appreciate it. Hey, for this season, you know, I don't know if I'll put Bart behind the plate, Posey at first, Belton left, and then Williamson in right, and, you know, just see how it goes. And then you got Cueto in 2020. But I need to know, in your opinion, what the line in the sand, in my opinion, 2016 All-Star break, it's completely fallen apart, and Cueto got pushed back, and the rotation got switched because he started that All-Star game. And the other big line in the sand, in my opinion, is do you let Santiago Casilla go out there in the ninth inning with the lead against at game four against the Cubs. I need to know. I feel like that's the biggest problem. Bochy's bullpen management has been a serious issue. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Adam, great call. Great call. Wow, lot to unpack there. And I see all the other people. Hey, stay in line, 888-957-9570. We're going to get to everyone. And tonight's the fan forum. It's the Giants State of the Union. Let's unpack that last call from Adam because he brought up some great points. Let's start with Bruce Bochy. Let's preface everything by saying Bruce Bochy is a three-time champion. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's arguably the greatest manager in San Francisco Giants history, going back to John McGraw. That's New York Giant history. He's going to the Hall of Fame. But at the same time, while recognizing his status as an all-time great, he needs to kind of evolve on the fly here. Dave Roberts has been outmanaging him. Now, I know Dave Roberts left a lot to be desired in the World Series, but over the last few years, he's had better pieces to work with, but within the realm of the game, Bochy's just been a step slow to take a guy out when he's not feeling it, he's not hitting the strike zone, knowing which hot hand to go to, inserting the right lineups, playing the young guys. There's so many elements of why I love Bruce Bochy. And then other times, he just drives me bonkers, like the Joe Panic obsession. Let Alan Hansen play. He's beating him out. Let Mac Williamson play last year. The guy did everything he could coming out of spring training.
Right.
I mean, geez Louise. And then what the heck happened to the Giants after the 2016 All-Star break? Everything happened. I think that they got old really quick. I do think Johnny Cueto got hurt. It was obvious. I think Buster Posey fell off the cliff. I think that was the line of demarcation for Buster's hip. I think that's when you could start to circle and say, oh, there you go. Let's not forget, just a couple of weeks after that All-Star game, Brandon Belt ended up having the concussions. Joey Panic had the concussion symptoms from the Tampa Bay situation. Like, everything happened really bad at that particular point in Giants baseball. And then you look at the bullpen that year. The bullpen was awful, absolutely awful. And what did you do? You made a snap, rush, awful decision to go sign Mark Melanson without looking at his physical. All right, let's go to Mike in San Francisco. Again, Giants fans, State of the Union tonight. Do you trade Madison Bumgarner? Is there anybody on this team that makes you lean forward, that makes you compelled and interested in Giants baseball? And is there anything this team can do in the next 7 days? Trade, a free agent signing? What can they do to salvage the 2019 season? Because it looks like it's dead on arrival. Mike, step right up, no waiting, in the city by the bay, San Francisco. What do you got on the Giants?
Hey, this is Mike. Am I on?
Oh, yeah, you're on, Mike. Give it to me, baby.
Yeah. So first off, I would not trade Bumgarner until the trade deadline in the middle of the year, depending on where you are at that point. He'll be worth a lot then to a team that's in contention. So I would definitely not trade him now. The guy I would trade, and I trade him for the prize in a Cracker Jack box, is Brandon Belt. And what I would do is I would focus on, you got to get offensive production out of first base and left field, right? And, you know, getting it out of center field and right field would be good as well. But you got to get it out of first base and left field. And right now, they just don't have it. I mean, I just couldn't believe it when they signed that contract with Brandon Belt a couple of years ago.
I know.
Just, you know, shocked when they went and did that. I mean, it is just completely defied logic. The last thing I'll say is I would keep Crawford. I think, you know, you want good defense up the middle. His defense has not suffered. And, you know, his offensive production for a shortstop is, you know, more than decent. And I would just platoon Panic and Hansen and just see which one of them can produce this year.
Love it. Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it. Sounded like he was in a wind tunnel, but he gave me some good content right there. Regarding Brandon Belt, I mean, I've been saying it for years. I mean, the guy, in many ways, he reminds me of Alex Smith in that this is just who he is. He leaves a lot to be desired. He's always going to be a guy who you want more from. He's always going to be a guy who can only play first base. He's always going to be a guy that gets hurt. Him being healthy is the outlier at this point in his career. Him getting hurt is the norm. Look at the back of the baseball card. I mean, those are the facts. Those are the facts. Brandon Belt gets paid slightly above average market value for what you would extend a first baseman for. Problem is, first base is one of the easiest positions to find value and to find pop on the free agent bargain bin every single year. Look against his contemporaries. Jose Abreu, is he better than Jose Abreu? Get out of here. I mean, last year, everyone, oh, he's better than Will Myers. No, he's not. Will Myers, better baseball player than Brandon Belt. Sorry. Is he better than Paul Goldschmidt? No. And I know Arizona just traded him away. Is he better than Cody Bellinger? Get out of here. Get out of here. He's right in the middle of the pack, but he's clogging up first base. And right now you have Aramis Garcia. You got an old Evan Longoria who can't even play third base anymore. You got Pablo Sandoval at some point coming back. You got Buster and you got Joey Bart. And then let's throw in Chris Shaw. You got all of these guys that need to get at-bats, and you need to get creative. And they can all play multiple positions. Who's the one guy that can't? Brandon Belt. Guy can't play anywhere. Trade him to an American League team. Eat part of the contract. Do the Pontius Pilate. Be done with Brandon Belt. And if he goes and he hits 30 home runs, great. Fantastic. I'm willing to move off of him. Giants fans, State of the Union, tell me, do you trade Bumgarner? We're building a statue for this guy. We're building a statue for this guy one way or the other. Do you want him in the black and orange for the rest of his career, or do you want to trade him for the proposal of prospects down the line who may or may not be superstars? Let's go to Big Jose. Big Jose in San Jose. What do you got on the San Francisco Giants? Step right up, no waiting.
Help me help you. Let me help. Help me to help you, okay? I got a deal. I'm an A's fan.
Okay.
But how about this? How about a prospect, some international slot money, Canna, Martini, and Mangdon?
That's for actually, good deal.
Bumgarner.
Oh, for Bumgarner.
That's solid.
Come on. You're giving me a fourth outfielder, a guy who can't stay healthy and a starting pitcher. Jose, you got to come bigger than that. Come on, man. I want one of your – what top prospect? You're not giving me Mateo, Barreto. I'm not getting any of your best players. Now, maybe for Lizardo. Maybe for Lizardo I might think about it. But I'm not trying to see – just like the Raiders didn't want to see Khalil Mack in red and gold, I'm not trying to see Bumgarner in green and white with the white shoes. I'm sorry. 888-957-9570. Get in line. Tell me what you do with Madison Bumgarner. Is he the one guy that intrigues you this year? Because the caller brought it up earlier. I'm going to tell you who intrigues me this year, who's on the current 40-man roster. And it's Derek Rodriguez. And it's a no-brainer. Derek Rodriguez, the son of the Hall of Famer Ivan Rodriguez. Any team in Major League Baseball could have had him last year. They got him from the Twins organization. And I don't think the Twins knew who they even had. I don't think they understood exactly what he could be as a pitcher because he was a position player, transitioned into a pitcher. And my goodness, he showed so much maturity and savvy. He could pitch from behind in the count. Derek Rodriguez has a legit arm. And one of the hidden reasons why I really like him, guys, is because he didn't throw a ton of archaic innings in Little League, in AAU, in high school growing up, and in the minors. He's kind of preserved that arm because he's been playing at an everyday spot every day. That's kind of a redundant statement, but that's okay. We'll keep moving. And get in here, 888-957-9570. Are you excited for the return of Buster Posey? Because I'm going to be the first person to say, I'm planting my flag today, and I'm telling you right now, Buster Posey will not play opening day.
What?
I'll say it again. Buster Posey will not play opening day. I'm telling you right now, the guy had hip surgery. I've heard nothing about him running. I've heard nothing about him hitting off a tee. I've heard nothing about him jogging, throwing, nothing. Why is that? This is the guy I gave $170 million to. The face of the franchise. And unfortunately, I know everyone wants to move him to first base, but I'm sorry, guys. He will never be the 20 home run guy you think he is. He is miscast as a power hitter. That's not who he is. Yes, early in his career, during the rookie of the year season, he hit 18. That was like 23 years old, 24 years old with fresh legs. And in his MVP season after returning from the snapped ankle, yeah, he hit 20-something home runs. But those 2 years, those are the outliers, not the norm. Stop pointing at the outlier seasons and saying that's the normal season for Buster. It's not. The guy had 5 home runs last year, and he's going to have a replaced hip this year. Keep him at catcher. Keep him at catcher. I'm not paying him for home runs. I'm paying him for his brain and his mental stability when it comes to massaging the mental fragility of my starting staff. That's what I'm paying him for. I'm paying for him to gun down runners trying to steal at second base. Trying to develop Derek Rodriguez into the next Tim Lincecum type player. Front end starter. And somebody on the text line brought up, just say ace. No. Not every team has an ace. Okay? Just like teams that have 2 quarterbacks don't have 1. It's the same thing in baseball. Not every team has an ace. And no, Derek Rodriguez is not an ace. An ace is someone who does it year after year, and you know exactly what they're going to bring to the table. Justin Verlander, ace. Max Scherzer, ace. There's no questioning it. So that's why I don't use the word ace. Frontline starter, meaning 1, 2, or 3 slotted. Let's go to EJ in Santa Clara, and I'm going to tease a little because I'm telling you, I got some Joey Bart opinions that I've been saying all summer. I'm going to continue to regurgitate them. 888-957-9570. Do you trade Bumgarner? Are you ready to see him leave? Do you want to see him finish his career with the Giants? EJ, the Irken jerk in Santa Clara. Step right up, no waiting. What do you got on the Giants, EJ?
I think the Giants need to go full-on rebuild. They need to trade Bumgarner. They got nothing in their farm system. I mean, Joey Bart's the only prospect that you guys have. I think they brought in Zaidi. He has the same mentality as the A's, Billy Beane. Look at the Red Sox. The Red Sox hired the GM from the A's, and you put that mentality with a little bit of money, but they need to trade everybody. They got a bunch of old scrubs. Longoria's a bum. I just think they need to go full rebuild. They need to trade Bumgarner. They need to trade Bill. That's just my opinion. I'll take your answer off air.
Absolutely brilliant. So succinct. Longoria is a bum. I mean, let's call it what it is. When I saw that dude take his hat off, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. We signed a 40-year-old. Oh, no. He looked way older than whatever his bio said he was. And then I watched him swing, and that swing looked slow and long and You know, after they moved off of Sabian and Bobby Evans, and they brought in Farhan, the fan base was super optimistic, myself included. But this offseason has been the worst possible outcome because the worst thing you could have possibly done was do nothing. Inactivity equals Loserville. You get stuck in Loserville. You either got to continue to go all in or you got to tear it down a little. You guys ever tried to remodel a kitchen or a bathroom? Sometimes when you pull the walls back a little, you got dry rot. You don't just slap some slabs of plaster or sheetrock over dry rot. No, you pull everything out. You replace it and you put fresh wood in there. That's what the Giants need to do. They got a lot of dry rot contracts that they need to remove immediately. And Evan Longoria is one of them. The guy is not getting better. So if you got to pay some of that salary to go away, then do it. It's addition by subtraction. And I put Belt and Longoria in the same category. If you can move those contracts, it opens up so many different options. I mean, how refreshing was it to watch Aramis Garcia last year play? I hadn't even heard of this guy. All of a sudden he comes up. I go, why is this guy not been getting any run? Play a little third, play a little first, play a little catcher. I like that. And you know Farhan, who's an analytics type of a guy, you know he likes the multiplicity, the diversity, the positional options that a player like Aramis Garcia gives you on a day-to-day basis based on righty, lefty, away, home, how hot you are in a given week. I need more of those kind of guys. I mean, guys, I keep going back to this. You lost Barry Bonds in 2007. 2007. It is 2019. You're the only team in the bigs that can't find a 30 home run guy? They grow on trees. The A's find guys every offseason. Every offseason. Look at their roster. Oh, but the ballpark. Ask Mark Canna how hard it is to hit in that ballpark. Oh, when he hit one 30 rows up in the middle of the Bay Bridge series, which is not the Bay Bridge series because it's not a real World Series. But I enjoyed that. And then to have him basically on a cold, foggy, marine layer San Francisco night hit the ball that far up, that was the shot that was like, oh, yeah, I don't ever want to hear about the ballpark being tough to hit in ever again. When Giancarlo Stanton 2 years ago came to AT&T Park and made it look like a peewee field, that dude had like four home runs in a three-game span. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But here's the hard part. Who the heck wants Brandon Belt and Evan Longoria's contracts? I certainly don't. The one guy I do think has value is Brandon Crawford. Problem is that the league right now is kind of flush with offensive-minded and defensive-minded stud young shortstops. So I think the only realistic option, if you did want to tear everything down, it starts kind of with Bumgarner. And I'm not willing to part with him yet. I'm just not. I need a reason to tune in 2019. Bumgarner gives me that reason. There's an emotional connection to him. 888-957-9570. What did the Giants do in the outfield? Guys, Austin Slater and his 358 at-bats are the most the Giants have on their current 40-man roster. He has more major league at-bats than Steven Duggar and about 50 more at-bats than Mack Williamson. How's that even possible? How's that possible? Meanwhile, what are the Dodgers doing, the team that won five straight NL Wests? Oh, they signed A.J. Pollock. And what did the Giants do? And again, I said it at the deadline. Trade Gorkys Hernandez. Squeeze the lemon for everything it's worth. He had a monster year. You could see he was going to turn back into a pumpkin and the Cinderella season was going to expire. But instead, they held on to him and then they let him walk in the offseason for no compensation. It's just, how are they going to avoid a 100-loss season? I mean, they're looking at it right in the face. Right in the face. And you got Chase Center being built right across the street. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I see you guys lining up. Stay in there. 888-957-9570. Get in on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. When we come back, I'm going to go through the starting rotation and the bullpen. And we're going to break down the starting rotation and the bullpen, what they need, who they can get rid of, what can they do with the Jess Samardzija contract. Sit right in. It's the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Here's Joe Shasky.
Yes. This is the Butcher Shop. I am Joe Shasky. You are the people. And tonight is the State of the Union. No, not for the national country as a whole. Not for the president. But for me and the Giants fans out there. The Lunatic Fringe Hour is now, okay? The Bleacher Creatures. I want to hear from you guys. Tell me where you're at with the Giants. All right? The 2019 season starts in 7 days. What can they do to avoid this disaster that's upon them? Another 100-loss season. And at the top of the hour, there's a change in baseball that I have to tell you about. So stay tuned. Let's go to Drop of the Hat, Matt, from San Francisco. Step right up, no waiting. What do you got on the 2019 Giants?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Look, I've been a Giants fan since 1985, right? I was at a raffle ticket with Kevin Mitchell, Jose Uribe, Darnell Nathan, and I won the ultimate prize. This was a Giants starter, Kevin Mitchell Giants starter. In 2010, right after the Giants won their first World Series, I was driving my big truck across the market, and I almost ran over who else but Bruce Bochy, right? And I was like, get out the street. I had to slam on my brakes, right? I said, get out the street, you big bum, and turned around. And I see the big toe head, right? And I, bullshit. And he's like, I have my beard. So he turned around and he said, Romo. He called me Romo because, you know, it was the year where they had the beard.
Yeah.
Right? And we had a couple words. And then in 2014, I had an Uber pickup. The customer name was Allie, right? So when they came in the car, it was Bumgarner. He jumped in the car. So when they jumped in the car, I'm like, man, what's up with Johnson? And they stuck. And I looked at Bumgarner. I knew it was him. And I was like, man, they're going to win it this year. And I said, yeah, Bumgarner, you're going to be the MVP. And that's the year when he beat the Royals. But anyway, I think the Giants should hold off and trade Bumgarner when they know this season is pretty much, like you said, it's a disaster. But who knows? They might come out swinging, which is highly unlikely. But I think it's a five-star. They got too many bad contracts. And it's kind of boring, you know what I mean?
Is there a guy?
They got to rebuild. It's rebuild, man. They got to get rid of a lot of these. I'll try to pose my after, you know what I mean?
Hey, Matt, one last question. One last question before you get out of here. Is there one guy besides Bum, besides Posey, that you really are excited for in 2019?
I mean, I'm excited to see the guy Bart. The prospect.
Yes.
So, you know, as a Giants fan, the only thing I could really remember those years when Barry Bonds was hitting the home runs. I mean, he won the World Series, but that was kind of unexpected.
Yes.
But as far as, like the hitting, and, you know, we used to watch Barry Bonds, Jeff Kahn, Robbie Thompson, Will Clark. Man, the Giants is born to watch.
I agree.
Barry is born to watch. Man, I was rooting for the A's last year. We rooting for the A's last year because they, the way they was winning. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Offense, man. This is what baseball is about. It's about offense.
And I agree. Tip of the cap to drop of the hat, Matt, in San Francisco. I'm an old school Giants fan like he is, and I agree with him. It's offense. The Giants cut their teeth in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even in the early 00s. As an offensive juggernaut, whether it was Willie Mays, Cepeda, McCovey, Will Clark, Kevin Mitchell, Matt Williams, obviously Barry Bonds, Jeff Kent. And he brought up a great point about Joey Barton. Get in line, 888-957-9570. It's you, the people. Tonight's the State of the Union. I want to hear from the fans. I want to hear from the people up in 302. I want to hear from the people in the bleachers in 138. Are you excited about Giants baseball? Because it's right around the corner. The season starts 7 days from today. But he brought up a great point about Joey Bart. And I'm going to continue to say this. Joey Bart needs to break camp with the Giants, and he needs to be on this roster every single day. Offensive-minded catchers, it's a small window. They're like running backs in the NFL. I thought Buster Posey was going to be, you know, healthy and great for 15 years. Look at him now. He's halfway through his career. He might not make it another couple years. So I want to see Joey Bart break camp with this team coming out. In 1985, they drafted Will Clark, number 2 overall. He was the starting first baseman for the 1986 team. The starting first baseman, day one, opening day, 1986. Famously hit a home run off Nolan Ryan. Let's go to Damian in San Francisco. Damian, step right up, no waiting. What do you got on the San Francisco Giants?
Hey, Butcher Boy, what's happening, man?
Oh, what's up, buddy?
Thanks for doing this. I was so bored with this offseason, so this segment made me very excited, very inspiring stuff. So when we got Farhan, I was excited because at the moment that happened, that was a signal to all us fans that the new regime is here, and they sold us on that narrative, right? Like,
exactly.
Get excited for the future. That's what Farhan is good at, trading away those bad contracts. He's going to get us out of this situation. And for now, I'll continue to believe in him. But looking at the free agent landscape today for outfielders, there's only 2 free agent outfielders under the age of 30 besides Harper, right? And I think as fans, we kind of have to understand that this is not going to happen overnight. And I also think the fact is that this free agency overall has been such a disaster. It's not been helping the optics on it. And so, you know, I go to 35 games a year. I'm planning on doing that again this year. And I could get behind the rebuild narrative. And I think that we need to give some of these young outfielders a chance, right? Duggar has potential.
Absolutely.
I think a healthy Mac deserves a full season at this point. And again, what I'm scared of, you know, there's no point in signing Adam Jones or Parra or some other stud from 5 years ago. Like, honestly.
They did that last year with McCutcheon.
Yeah, I mean, Span the year before, right?
Oh, my
honestly,
God.
I think we need to see our bad contracts out because they're not coveted pieces. Like,
absolutely.
It'd be great if Farhan could offload Longo and Belt and Melanson, but, you know, obviously eating money in the process, just giving us some breathing room for future moves. But, man, just final thoughts here. I would trade Bum at the deadline if we're out of it when teams are more desperate for an ace. No point in doing it now. Bart should be on the 25-man roster by May, and I totally agree with what you said. For fans, the worst thing we could have done is nothing.
I totally agree.
Just kicking tires and stagnant off season like always. And so that's been a massive bummer. But my prediction is Adam Jones and Hunter Pence on one-year deals, just another Band-Aid. We're too afraid of the fan reaction for selling a hometown favorite. So not expecting much out of this year. But I love my Giants. Can't wait to get back in the seats. And thanks for the time, man.
Love that call, Damian. Call back anytime. Damian in San Francisco, call back anytime. Those are the kind of Giants fans. That's who I am. I'm a guy who's trying to go to 30, 35 games a year. I'm a guy who's excited about this team. And it's not insulting to my intelligence to say, you know, we had three World Series, but we're going to have a down cycle. Like, just show me what the plan is. Like he said, take our lumps with some of these contracts. That makes sense. Maybe offload Longo. Maybe offload Belt. But let's see these young guys play. I said it last year. Play Duggar. Play him. Play Mack Williamson. Mack Williamson outplayed Hunter Pence in spring training. I was the only person on these airwaves saying, Hunter Pence is finished. And they gave the guy like 70 at-bats in the last 2 months. And all the beat writers tripped over themselves with all the slobber they had. It was ridiculous. We were treating him like he was Willie Mays. At least Bumgarner and Lincecum and Kane, and specifically Bumgarner and Kane, these guys were drafted by the Giants out of high school. They've only been in the Giants farm system. Hunter Pence was with three other teams. And he got paid handsomely, had two good years, one great year, two good years overall, and four awful seasons. And they treated him like he was Willie Mays. They couldn't wait to get rid of Bonds. They couldn't wait. Yet, you know, got to give Hunter all these ceremonial at-bats. No, give those to Chris Shaw. That's who your future is. And I get it. There's a time and a place to appreciate someone and recognize them. And I get it. A couple at-bats here and there. Not multiple months of starting when the guy clearly is garbage. And now I have no clue what I got going into the 2019 season when I look at this outfield. 888-957-9570. I see you guys in there. I'm going to get to you. I got to keep pounding the pavement tonight. State of the Union. Do you trade Bum? Do you think I'm wrong? And that Buster Posey is actually going to be available opening day? Because there's no way in hell Buster Posey is suiting up, playing, and batting third or fourth or fifth or any point in that lineup on opening day. I just don't see it. I don't see it. And who makes you excited? Is it Derek Rodriguez? Is it Steven Duggar? Is it Pablo Sandoval's return? Let's go to Alex in San Jose. Alex, step right up, no waiting. What do you got on the San Francisco Giants?
What's up, Butcher? I love your enthusiasm, man. It's great. I'm so glad they finally gave you your own show. But I'm not expecting much this offseason. I don't think they should do anything because what's the point of just getting more money? I mean, loading up on more free agents when we should just rebuild. Screw it. Let's rebuild. Get rid of Bumgarner. It's going to suck. Whatever. Get rid of him. And maybe see who can take Longo or Belt, eat some of those contracts, trade them away, maybe eat, like, I don't know, 20, like, you know, 50% or whatever you have to do to get rid of it. And like you said, let's just play the young guys. I mean, what else are we going to do, really?
I totally agree. And they took their lumps, and thanks for calling, Alex. I appreciate it. In San Jose, an open line has just, you know, made itself available. 888-957-9570. Get in here. This Buster Posey to first base thing, though, guys, I want to squash it. I want to squash it now. He has been miscast as a cleanup hitter his entire career. That's not who he is. He's not a center of the lineup batter. He was for a year, 2 years. He's not anymore and hasn't been for many. What he is, though, is a great opposite field hitter, a contact guy, a guy who can hover between 290 and 330 on any given season, who should be batting sixth in a normal lineup. If you put Buster Posey right now on the Oakland A's, he's like the seven hitter at best. And that's being generous. You put him on the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox, seven or eight. He's not cracking the top six in those lineups. But I think what the Giants need to do is they need to come to the realization that this hope, this dream, this pipe dream that you think he's just going to magically go to first base and all of a sudden hit 30 jacks, he's not Paul Goldschmidt offensively. That's not who he is. He's a slower, right-handed version, very different, but he's more of a contact hitter like a Tony Gwynn in the sense that you throw it away, I'm going to go opposite field with it. And if you look at his doubles, you look at his home runs, they're all down. All the numbers power-wise are down. This thing that we're holding out hope, we're going to put him at first and his hip's going to feel better and he's going to automatically hit more bombs. And he might hit a couple of more bombs, but he's not going to go from 5 home runs last year, what was it, 12 the year before that, to like 30. That's just not going to happen. So keep him at catcher. And yeah, every now and then play him at first base, sprinkle it in to keep him fresh enough. But I want to see Joey Bart play more first base because I don't want Joey to be subjected at a young age to playing catcher every single day and then him having a short shelf life as a superstar power hitter. And by all accounts, as far as power goes, Joey Bat is in a class that Buster Posey was never going to touch. Now, I don't know if Joey is ever going to reach this potential offensively. He might not be the singles hitter, the contact hitter, the approach at the plate, the way Buster is with the eye and everything. But I think if you put Joey Bart in front of Buster Posey and dropped Buster down a couple slots, he could drive in a lot of runs. And that's what this team needs. All right, let's get legal. Continue to get in here at 888-957-9570. It's the giant State of the Union. But let's get legal, Drake.
Legal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.